we held a meeting today with civil society where we agreed to work together. We actually signed a memorandum of agreement with quite a number of civil society groups. We include ANGO, Crisis Coalition, and others. Christian Alliance is also included, I think, that we will work together. We will also embark on civic awareness programs on the new constitution, and that will be promoting the acceptance of the constitution. In other words, they will be campaigning for the year's vote. But they will be using materials which will be worked together between them and COPAC. They will also be using our draft, and they will not be allowed to print their own draft without the authority of COPAC. Here we are trying to ensure that the standardized materials which we are using and that the same document which we have put to the public is the one used for any public education and awareness program. We will accredit the members of those civil society groups working with us and give them identification cards so that they are accorded the same respect and their privileges and facilities for members are allowed for them. This includes being able to hold meetings in the same manner COPAC does with due respect to the provisions of FOSA. And of course, we assured them that we'll be discussing with the security services to ensure that we do not have any interruptions before our meetings.
What do you say to those who are saying that the civil groups should basically be educating people and not campaigning vote yes or vote no, but just giving the public what they need to know and allowing the public to make their own decision?
Even if you persuade the members of the public to say, we think this draft is good, you are educating them, but the choice basically is theirs. So there's no way you can carry out civic education without indicating which way you think that should be. So they must be able to find out the areas in which the draft, they think the draft is good, and there's nothing wrong in a democracy for civil society to do so. If there are any other civil society groups who do not want to campaign for the yes vote and simply want to tell people what the document says, they are welcome to do so. Nobody is stopping them. But those who have entered into the agreement with COPAC are going to be campaigning for the yes vote, and COPAC is going to be campaigning for a yes vote. Because we put the document together and we are confident that we capture the views of the people. So we are not shy to say that people should make a choice in favor of the draft.